It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, and welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's April the 9th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. So many deals going on in here right now. I can't even believe it. So many people in here, different floors, different offices, making deals on real estate, especially rentals. You know? Yeah. And, oh, me, I'm Larry Toonforce. I'm your host here for the next hour. You heard the phone number during the intro, 928-76-928. I was giving out my cell number or something there. It is 234-343-1065, and you're welcome to call in any time. You have a question, you should write that number down, because you might want to call in tomorrow or next week, or somebody might say something that you say, whoa, that's really curious. I want to check that out. Yeah. Couple things to tell you about going on around here before we get to our guests, Josh, with the city of Kingman. And number one is right now for the month of April. If you want to adopt a dog or a cat in Bullhead, you can do it for free.
Hello?
Yeah. Swanties of Bullhead City pays for all pet adoptions for the entire month. So it's their way of giving back, but it's also their way of saying, Take a cat or a dog home to your family. You know, add that element to your home and the friendship and the loyalty. I mean, we have two dogs and one cat, so trust me, I know. If you have any questions, call Bullhead Animal Control, 928-763-6000. Thank you, Swanties. And our historical society is still looking for a refrigerator. If you know anyone that would like to help them out at the Colorado River Museum, call Carol Finkelstein, 928-219-2582. And tonight is the second and the last Voices of the River, Waiting for the Sun, Waiting for the Light to Shine. We're waiting for the sun, too, but waiting for the light to shine. And it's at Desert Shores Community Baptist Church. It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. They kind of want a $10 donation, but if, you know, two go in for 10, no, they're not going to complain. Yeah. And there's a blood drive on Thursday at River Valley High School, way out in the valley. So no excuse if you live out that way. You go, oh, there's not a lot of blood drives by my house. Now there is. River Valley High School on Laguna, 9:30 in the morning till 2:30. Nice, long blood drive at the high school. Call by talent, 877-258-4825. Now let's change the tunes and get into a little 70s from 1976, Starland Vocal Band. And we're going to welcome Josh Noble from the city of Kingman, talking about tourism today. And how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having
me,
Larry.
Welcome to the program. And off the air, you'd said to me that you've been a part of tourism in Kingman since 07.
Since 2007.
How did you get into tourism? I mean, is that what you went to school for? Or
no, I got my degree in business administration. And when I got that was down at ASU. Didn't like the traffic, didn't like the heat. So I started looking for something back home, and there was a position available at the Chamber of Commerce to run their special events, fundraisers, and that's what I started in.
Okay.
At the time, tourism was part of the chamber, And when the tourism position became available, I've already had been working with the tourism groups on their events, and it was just an easy transition to go into that, and I'll say it was a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah? Cool. All right. Well, I've done a lot of special events in our town, and I enjoy them, putting all the nuts and bolts together and making it happen, and then stand back and go, ah, that looks great. It's working, you know? So now you're with the tourism is under the city umbrella.
Correct.
So you answer to the chain of command and everything, but you're still doing events.
We still do some events. We are heavily involved in the Route 66 Fun Run that's around the corner. We've been involved in the street drags. We've helped out in some of the downtown events, and then we also put on a Route 66 festival in October.
Okay, so which one's coming up first?
The Fun Run. Yep.
And when's that?
That is May 3 through 5.
Okay.
And that's the event that starts in Seligman, and cars drive to Kingman one day and Topak the next day. Larry, this is the longest running, and first, I might add, Route 66 event in the entire country.
And this is supposed to be fun? So they're running from Seligman to Topak?
No, so they're driving their cars. Yeah, so it is fun. It's a lot of fun. They're out on the road driving like it's 1950-something, 1940-something. A lot of classic cars hitting the road, stopping at the different points. And we have a huge car show in downtown Kingman.
Okay, so it starts at Snowcap or what?
Yeah, well, basically, you know how small Seligman is.
I do.
There's about 800 cars that line up for the drive, and it's from end to end. They close it off. Angel Delgadillo himself, he's the guardian angel of Route 66,
right,
does the flag waving and send off, and then everyone drives down into Kingman, and it's a leisurely drive. It's not a race, so people stop at Hackberry General Store, Grand Canyon Caverns, in Peach Springs. They see the sights, and they enjoy their time coming into Kingman. So we have cars that are arriving all the way from about 11 o'clock all the way till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And so this comes from everywhere. I mean, the people that participate, right?
From everywhere. So you'll see license plates from Kentucky and Tennessee and Illinois and Oregon. We have had, one time we had a whole French group, and they all rented cars, and they did the tour together. That was pre-pandemic days, but I see it coming back. We've had German participants that come every year. Participants from...
They bring their own Volkswagen?
you know, I think some people have brought their cars over, but a lot of them, they rent a car.
Sure.
And then we've had people from Australia, New Zealand. There's a tour operator that's coordinated that. And then members from the Canadian Route 66 Association as well.
800 cars in Seligman fills the town.
It does. Yes, it does. In fact, people, they have to stay in Williams, or we'll have people stay in Kingman. They'll drive up to Seligman to participate in the race, you know, or the drive coming back up into Kingman that day.
Okay, so that is kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you make custom T-shirts for everybody to wear? Or?
Yes, there are Fun Run T-shirts. If you're registering, it's included in your packet, but they also make several hundred that they sell to just people coming to the event.
So this is, you said May 2nd to the 5th? Or
3 to 5.
3 to 5th.
Friday, so Saturday, Sunday.
So you're expected to drive part of it one day and then this other part, this, and then show back up in Kingman for the car show?
So they have registration in Seligman Friday. And then on Saturday, they drive up to Kingman. We have the big car show in Kingman. Sunday, we have a big award ceremony. There's about 400 people that show up to that. That's in Kingman. And then they drive from Kingman to Topak, which is the last leg. And there's a big barbecue party. People get a patch for completing the run.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're really experiencing all of the different areas on Route 66 through Arizona. That's the longest remaining stretch in the country,
right,
via this run.
I like it. It sounds fun. I don't know why they call it the Fun Run. I was thinking they were jogging or something, you know, when you said run that way. Okay.
Well, you know, since you brought that up, we actually do have a Route 66 Ultra Run that is a foot race, and that starts in Seligman and ends in Topak. It's 140 miles, and that is in November.
140 miles?
140-mile race. And
at
we
one
have,
time? Or relay?
Both. Both. We have participants that do the whole run. They're ultra runners. And then we also have some relay teams that participate.
Wow. I was a jogger. I couldn't imagine doing 140. My son's a runner, and he's done one marathon, and but he's coming out in December. I think there's a half marathon in Laughlin, and I think he's going to come out and do that. But 140 miles. There's runners that do that.
And last year they had, I don't remember the best time, it was 20 some hours. So, I mean, it's just a straight run. Whoa. You don't stop.
Really?
Yeah.
You get hungry. You must have a chase car that has...
All of them have support vehicles, and so they have water and, you know, electrolytes and that sort of thing.
But some of them do it as a relay.
There are some relay teams. Yeah. In fact, I think our team is looking at possibly doing that in the next year.
Oh, yeah?
Our city team. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. I have to give my son's number. You have to call him and see if he's at the sheriff's office. He's an L.A. County deputy in Los Angeles, and maybe he wants to put together his relay team to come out and do it. They do one in Henderson that is 50 mile, and that's in, like, November, I think, October maybe. But they might want to put together a team and come out and run
It's a great event. They raise funds. I think it's for Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Okay. So it's a fundraising event.
Sure.
Gets a lot of media attention, and it is a lot of fun also.
I like the idea of somebody else running, not me. The 66th Centennial is coming up.
It is 2026.
Wow. Okay, so that's 2 years away.
You know, it sounds like it's a long time away, but it's really around the corner. Everyone's get a little bit anxious. But we've actually been working on projects for the last few years getting ready for
it. So that'll be Kingman's 100 years?
No, Route 66, 100 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The highway, U.S. Highway 66 was formed November 11th, 1926.
Wow. Starting from where to where? Do you remember?
Chicago to L.A.
Chicago to L.A.
Now, over the years, the alignment has changed. So, you know, there'd be different communities that would go through, and that would change all the time. But beginning and end points were always the same.
So this will be Route 66 Centennial.
Route 66 Centennial. There's a lot of excitement around the world for it.
Well, I was going to say, is there probably a lot of different parties all along Route 66?
So there are 8 states. There is a national commission that's been formed. And each state has a member on that. Each state is also forming its own commission. Arizona is in the process of doing that right now.
Okay.
And those commissions will help decide how it's promoted, what resources are going to be available, and also just to make sure that we're not putting events and celebrations on top of one another.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Because that happens all the time locally. All right. Let's take a break. 20 past the hour. If you have questions, 234-343-1065. You can give us a call. And we're going to come back. I do want to tell you, don't forget the Bighorn Tournament in Havasu this weekend. Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark...
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tone Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Upspeeds and downspeeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
No one cares for bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. When residents see them, they call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years experience, Barron Pest Solutions are professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 928-758-5499. Monthly services available even for winter visitors. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the banana nut and caramel French Toast Platter or their strawberry cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a lemon blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious chocolate-covered strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
Welcome back. By the way, if you ever want to enjoy some soft music, and check out that Sinatra on Sunday right here on KNTR Talk. Yeah. Yeah, we do some music thing, you know, on Sundays with Sinatra. You can't beat it. I listen. It's very good. Very good. Hey, Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Ferrella Real Estate Tower, is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you with no experience and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Bingo. Yeah. And when you get that certificate, you make more money. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, have them call 928-763-1404. Or if you're interested in starting in healthcare, just stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Oh, the fitness center is totally remodeled. Brand new workout equipment by Pro Maxima Equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio, steam room. Yeah, no one has a steam room. Steam room, $50 a month. You pay for, you go as often as you want, anytime you want. Open to the public. Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. When you have an emergency, you want help kind of quick, usually. And if it's something serious like a heart attack or a stroke, well, minutes matter. I was talking to a buddy yesterday. He was telling me that he went into warm sea, wasn't feeling good. Next thing you know, he had two stents put in. Yeah. They don't mess around. So choose a hospital that's equipped to treat serious illnesses and injuries. You know, evaluate you and treat you. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here 24-7. And boy, was he glad. Yeah. You can be too. Check it out at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, we're back with Josh from Tourism in downtown Kingman. And when you look at empty buildings, every town has empty buildings, but when you look at empty buildings in Kingman, you probably sit back and go, oh, if I could get this business in here, it would flourish and develop. And are you one of those guys?
I'm not.
Whoops, hold on. Oh, there we go.
So I'm not directly, but indirectly all the time. We get requests from realtors or people that are looking at opening something and they want to get numbers. So we help them find traffic numbers from ADOT. We have a really cool cellular data analysis platform called Placer AI. So we can look at the traffic that's going by that location and see what sort of businesses are missing, what, you know, the leakage is,
okay,
to help them identify whether that would be a good fit, how close the closest competitors are. So there's a lot of really good tools that we have to help fill places in Kingman.
And you get a lot of people in town saying, we need an Olive Garden. We need, you know, Trader Joe's. And do they contact you, or do you hear that from the locals?
They definitely contact our office. We have a couple economic development managers, one that works specifically with retail. Her name is Sylvia Schaefer. Uh-huh. And we have Terry Curtis that works more on the industrial side. But they both try to help with, you know, bringing things in. Of course, a lot of those, like the Olive Garden, you know, some of the other ones that people ask for a lot, they're waiting for the interchange.
Yeah, the interchange. And don't you find that sometimes when you go to events and you talk to Olive Garden, that they have a requirement? I mean, they have a demographic that they must have for their business to succeed. And do you hear some of those things?
We do. So two sides of that coin. Yes, they have a requirement, and they're usually just looking at the community itself, what the demographics are of the community, how many people are there, how much they make. Kingman is unique and special in that we have Interstate 40 with 3,800 cars going down every day.
Right.
That we have kind of a virtual population that we can point to, and that's where those cellular numbers are so important, because they tell part of the story that you're not going to get if you're just looking at the demographics of the community.
Right. And so if you were an Olive Garden, just as an example, that this doesn't mean Olive Garden's coming to Kingman in 6 weeks, folks. Don't panic out there. They'd want to be by the freeway because they might get people stopping while they're traveling to have lunch or dinner.
That's exactly it. So vicinity near that virtual population is very important in decision-making purposes for places that Kingman's overall, domestic look doesn't match.
And as you start to look at the exchanges that are going to come in, and then eventually the multi-billion dollar, whatever it's going to be is that Beale?
I-40, I-11 traffic interchange?
Yeah, that's going to be here.
That is going to be, I don't know if anyone has ever tried to come into Kingman, especially, mid-Sunday, or any day of the week, really. That traffic can pile up well into Golden Valley.
Yes.
And so that groundbreaking, I think, is supposed to be May, June.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be completed in 2026. Okay. So we're looking at that. I mean, there's pluses and minuses.
Right.
Pluses, it's going to help that traffic coming in. That's going to, make things a lot easier for traffic coming into Kingman, which means people aren't going to be as frustrated by the time they come into town. They're going to have a little bit more time and maybe money to spend.
You've sat there a few times, huh, John?
I've sat there a couple times. But it also means that we're trying to identify ways to make downtown appealing so that people will go there. Because when that interchange literally bypasses downtown, you're going to purposefully want to go to Kingman in order to, come into the downtown area.
Right. Right. I love the downtown, 66 Auto is one of my sponsors. And when I go there, I don't get on the freeway. I just go right around and cruise through the town.
Me too.
I know. All right. 30 minutes past. Coming up at the top of the hour, right after the news, Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul LaVoy. Oh, and today, Jess Knutson, the city manager of Havasu, is going to stop by and say hi.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates, or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The fitness center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willett City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. Four different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, four delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
This is our town, the place we call home. Hey, this is Devin with Dr. D's Gourmet Creations, and went to go visit my old chemistry teacher one day, and I saw he was making jerky, and I said, why don't we try selling this? And ever since then, we've been trying to create these awesome scientific experiment creations. Dr. D's helped me become a business person, is what I've always wanted to actually do, and my old chemistry teacher gave me that opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Cooperative, Power Cooperative, want you to have a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park in Fort Mojave. The generation and transmission of reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning phase, so you're not going to get all the information because it's not available yet. Learn the up-to-date details, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative has designed a special website just for this project. It's MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you have a dying question that you didn't get answered there, you can call MEC 928-763-1110. Ask for public affairs. Barron Services. Ah, the professionals in pest solutions. You better believe it. For your home, they take care of my home. They take care of yours. Protect your family, your pets. Yeah. From ants, bugs, creepy crawlers, crickets. No one likes crickets around, especially in the middle of the night. How about your business? The last thing you want is a customer seeing some bug going across the floor. Even if it's retail and you're not selling food, just the idea of bugs on the floor turns people off. Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, and Bullhead and Laughlin. You can all be bug-free. Quality, experience, and family. That's all about Barron. Call him, 928-758-5499. 66 Auto Sales. You just heard the commercial a minute ago. Yes, right on 66 in downtown Kingman. The largest pre-owned vehicle lot in Mojave County. No one's got more cars than they do. No, are you kidding me? What a selection. What are you looking for? A truck, van, SUV, two-door, four-door, economy car? Maybe you want a nice luxury car. Well, you want to test drive one first and make sure that's what you want? Go to 66 Auto Sales in Kingman. It's still people come first at 66 Auto Sales. And you can see the entire lot on their website, 66auto.com. And Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City introducing their new menu for French toast platters. Enjoy banana nut and caramel French toast platter or strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. How about lemon blueberry French toast platter or chocolate strawberry, covered strawberries French toast platter. You can have that too at Perkins in Bullhead City. All right, we're back with Josh talking about tourism in Kingman. The city operates on a sales tax.
It does.
And so the more that goes on in tourism, the more money they get.
Absolutely.
And they're pleased with what they see coming, the growth of Kingman each year?
Oh, we always want more.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And your new city manager, when he arrives, he'll go, okay, how are we going to make more money? Let's go. Come on, sit down, guys. Do you go to trade shows to try to bring events and whatnot to Kingman?
So we go to a couple different trade shows, actually in both tourism and in our economic development world. So in economic development, there's ICSE, the International Conference of Shopping Centers. That's held in Vegas every year, I think in May. Our economic development team goes to that. They also go to a multi-unit franchising conference in March. On the tourism side, I go to the Go West Summit. This is a summit just for the western side of the United States, and it brings in tour operators that are specifically looking at bringing in tours and tourists okay. into the western states. So I was at that in February, had 30 appointments with tour operators from all over the world.
30 appointments.
China, France, Japan, Indonesia, all over the U.S., Canada. So, yeah, a lot of great appointments. I'm getting information out on the new things happening in Kingman.
Okay, that was in February?
That was in February.
Okay, we're 2 months later. So how many of those people have followed up with you?
Ooh, so, you know, one thing is in the trade show world, no one wants you to follow up in the first couple weeks. So you all give them some time.
Okay.
Some of them are taking extended vacation. They're here. They're using that as an opportunity to explore, find new products. So, you know, the trade shows are, that one was held in Lake Tahoe. So they're always held in a location that they might find new product.
Okay.
I've had correspondence with about a fifth of them so far.
Okay.
And we're going to continue to build on that for the next few months. But I have another trade show, and that's partly why I'm holding off, is because some of them I'm just going to meet again in May.
Oh, all right.
And that is the, that's Powwow, IPW, and that's going to be in Las Vegas. I'll be participating as a delegate with the Arizona State Office of Tourism. I'll probably have closer to 60 appointments out of that one. And I'm really looking forward to that because since it's close enough, I can drive. I'm going to bring a lot of giveaways and goodies and, really get a name out for Kingman and Mojave County.
Well, and a map from Vegas to Kingman. You can tell them we're just an hour away. Come see us right now. Let's go. Get in my car.
Well, and the bigger one is the Grand Canyon, is our proximity to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. And there's so many ways to get there. But they can always, from Vegas, they can go right out to the tribe where the little bridge is.
The Grand Canyon West, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be exciting. Okay, you flipped your sheet because you got a bunch of numbers.
Well, you know, you're talking about letting them know how far we are from Vegas. So it's interesting. At our visitor center, we do we have a guest book where people can sign. And through that, we have sort of a survey asking what people are doing. You know, what was the purpose of their trip? And I'm going to look at the last 10 years, Larry. This is 80,000 people that filled out the guest book answering this.
Over a 10-year period of time.
Over a 10-year period. 49% of them, what they were doing was Route 66.
And that included COVID. So 80,000 people stopping.
80,000 people.
That's a lot.
And in fact, if you want to look at post-COVID, because I also pulled the numbers from 2021 through last month, the first quarter 2024, 32,000 people. 32,123 to be exact. and 53% of them Route 66. Vegas, only 35. So the people that are coming in through Kingman, you know, the Grand Canyon, 37%. So really, we have a pretty, you know, pretty marked
variety
audience that are wanting to come in and experience what we have.
Jeepers, 80,000 people in 10 years.
Well, that's just the ones that filled out the survey. We've probably had about 2 million people that visited. Not everyone, you know, fills in the visitor survey.
You have one of those clickers they got to walk through when they walk in the door at the visitor center?
We actually have staff click because there are a lot of entities in the building, and so that we don't want to get staff as they come in and out.
Okay.
So they pay attention when they see tourists come in and out all day long.
Click, click, click.
Yeah. Yep.
I just did that at my Kiwanis Kids Expo. Well, I didn't, but I had people that did. From the LTC in Laughlin, they volunteered to come over and count my people. So, which was nice.
That's helpful.
Well, it is because you want some kind of a number, you know, for next year for the Kids Expo to tell people how many people were there, who was there, what they did, you know. So, are you working closely with the chamber and the county a lot?
We do. So the chamber in Kingman is a very close partner with us. We work together on a lot of different events, you know, through the downtown streetscape project, trying to get people downtown. The county also has economic development director, Tammy, and she has a regional tourism meeting every month, and we attend those. Actually, the next one will be in Kingman at the golf course.
Oh, okay.
We'll be holding that on Thursday, April 18th.
How's the streetscape coming?
Streetscape, so we're in the third phase. This started July, and it should wrap up June this year. It went three phases so that we weren't impacting all of the businesses at once. And we are in the last phase right now. There are about 80-some businesses in the vicinity of the project. Most of the sidewalks are all in the third phase.
Right.
By the time we have the fun run in, you know, 3 weeks, all of the sidewalks will be in. So that'll be great because that'll allow people to walk in. And then after that, of course, there's all the paving, striping, landscaping, the lights. All that should be in by mid-June.
Exciting.
It's really exciting. I have people come in my office that are from other communities, and they're like, because my office is in the visitor center, and they walk right in and they say, I just have to tell you how impressed I am that Kingman is doing this, because this is something I wish my town was doing.
Yeah, I think everybody wishes that their town would have that. I mean, Havasu's got the main street, and they have so many events on it. And I think that's what, you know, Kingman wants to get there, too. And Bullhead doesn't have a main street yet. Someday we will. I don't know. But,
you know. Bullhead's got some great great assets, though. The last regional tourism meeting was at the Bullhead Bell, and that's a really fabulous
venue.
Isn't that
crazy? Yeah.
It's great. I'm a little jealous of that one.
They're having parties there all the time. They had bands play there over the weekend. And
I believe it.
They did an after-the-air show event and pre-air show event, and it's fabulous. So, what's the ETA for the interchanges and the off ramps? You're going to see the effect in Kingman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
and I think a lot of that, you know, we're all waiting on our new management to come in before a lot of those communications are kind of back online. But that always seems to push a little bit out and a little bit out. I know, you know, cities set
especially
aside funding.
Involves ADOT and funding.
Yep. Yeah. And ADOT's already committed their funds. I think they've already transferred that over to the city. So we're
good.
Kind of waiting on the developer side. But there's it is moving forward.
Good. So your visitor center's right next to the railroad tracks, isn't it?
It's pretty close to railroad tracks. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it get kind of noisy in there sometimes?
It used to. You know, they put the silent zone in, 8 years ago about now? So when trains come by, they no longer blow their horns. Instead, they have localized, sounding agents, and they have things to keep cars from, you know, going around the arms on the track. So it's actually more of a benefit. A lot of people just like to sit, park. We've got a Ramada out there. People can sit and watch the trains. Has that big curve, so it's... It's a really fun thing for a lot of people to do. And speaking of the visitor center, the Best of America announced that we are the best Arizona Route 66 visitor center for 2024. So we're real excited about that.
That's kind of a nice award.
It's a nice award. I think, you know, people come in and they think, well, it's a visitor center, but we're not just a visitor center. We're a visitor center. We've got two museums, two gift shops. We've got a lot of photo ops. You know, there's Tesla supercharging station right there.
That's
there's a
right.
park across the street. So There's a lot to do there.
Okay. Well, and that's kind of a nice little destination to get a title like that.
It is. Yeah, I mean, and there's some stiff competition out there. Think of the Flagstaff Visitor Center, the Williams Visitor Center, the one in Winslow, which is an old trading post. It's a really cool visitor center. I think we've got a lot of good competition out there.
Okay. So what's your next event coming up?
So our next event is the Route 66 Fun Run. Actually, I'm sorry. The Kingsmen have their PRCA rodeo next weekend. So we're all really excited about that. We have two rodeos in Kingman now. One is with PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, and then the other one is with the Grand Canyon Rodeo Association, and that one's in September. Then, of course, we'll be rolling into the Spring Home and Garden Expo, April 20 to 21st at the Mojave County Fairgrounds. Then you have Bike Week and Thunder Road Bike Fest, and I'm sure there's Colorado Bike. All of those going on the following week, and then we hit into the Fun Run.
You take advantage of your cooler weather during the summer.
We do.
Yeah.
We have a little bit cooler weather than you
have. I can't tell you how many people in my town, in Bullhead, own a cabin in the Wallapies.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a neighbor that just bought one a year or so ago, and I can tell when she's there because her Jeep's gone.
There are a lot of trails up in the wall, and it's right off the Arizona Peace Trail, so
yeah.
You can go all the way up and down, you know, the whole western side of the U.S. or of the side of Arizona. I think that's the largest loop trail in the U.S., the Arizona Peace Trail. If anyone's looking for event information, about a third of the traffic on our website is all to the event pages, explorekingman.com. We also put out a two-week forecast that tells all the events coming up over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
We'd be happy to put anyone on it. I think there's close to 400 people that are on that list now.
So that's an email list you have?
It's an email list. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, all of our towns, Havasu, Bullhead, and Kingman, rely upon visitation and visitors coming to our communities and liking things and spending money. either gas or food or, you know, trinkets or gifts for family members or whatever. It's all very important.
It's very important. It's the one industry that is impactful for all 15 Arizona counties.
Yeah. So everyone plays a role. Do you guys, when you talk about the 15 count or rather 14 counties, do you guys meet 14. Together a lot besides just locally?
So the Arizona Office of Tourism has a governor's conference. That will be in August this year, and that's where they can share all of the different impacts over the last calendar year. They talk about their new marketing campaigns that they're going into. I was just in a round table last week that they hosted there. Of course, they had it in Phoenix at the Arizona Department of Commerce, which the Office of Tourism is part of. But they also had a virtual option for us to sign into so we could learn about the different things that the state was going to and the opportunities for us to participate as well.
You take a lot of notes and steal ideas?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about, right?
That's that.
Don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Nope, and you share ideas and other people steal yours too. So it's a good flattery.
Do you get people that will call you afterwards and say, hey, you brought up this, tell me more?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. I like it. All right, let's take our last break. I'm coming up to the top of the hour. Tomorrow on the program, we have Cindy Irving coming in. And then we have, at the bottom of the hour, Ed Catafimo and the new principal, Mr. Asuna, for Desert Star Academy. Kicks off a couple months.
She was black.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Marijuana may be legal in Arizona, but driving impaired is not.
As a police officer here in Arizona, I know DUIs apply to more than just alcohol. Anything that impairs driving makes you dangerous on the road. If you feel different, you drive different, and driving impaired can get you a DUI.
Get the facts at drivinghighaz.com and spread the word with the hashtag HiDUI. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Kingman Farmers Market, exclusively benefiting veterans and their families in the Kingman area, is being held every Saturday at the Mother Road Events Center on Beale Street. Start time is at 9 a.m. Lake Havasu Ballet announces two performances of Giselle Act 2, along with Noah's Ark, at the Havasu Performing Arts Center. Shows are April 13th at 7 p.m. and on Sunday the 14th at 2 p.m. Tickets are online at ballethavasu.org. Saturday, April 13th, it's the Street Eats on 66 event at Lewis Kingman Park on Andy Devine. $5 admission. Kids under 10 are free. All proceeds go to Kingman Charities. Go to the events tab at kingmanchamber.com. Also, April 13th, there's a summer kickoff party at the Needles Marina Resort. Country music with Little Town on the event's floating stage runs 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission. More info at needlesmarinaresort.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Building. And don't forget, River Fund's The Duck Pluck
this Saturday, about 11 o'clock, Community Park. Any questions, call Riverfront 704-0039. Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. We have it here. Yes, we operate on fiber. Uh-huh. And I have it at home. Oh, man. I am so spoiled. It's like driving two new cars. You know, you just can't. It doesn't mess up. Doesn't break. Doesn't go down. Doesn't fade. Yeah. And you can have it in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. There's 23,000 connections out there right now for people that want to sign up. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. And you can get all the information there. They'll even email you. It could be in your neighborhood and you don't even know it. And you want it because it's so fast and doesn't break, doesn't fail. Your cell phones operate better. Your tablets, your TV too. Check it out. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. And now in downtown Kingman. That's right. Healthy, delicious food you can't beat. Fresh. 4 different wraps, 12 salads, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and fresh juices, smoothies, protein shakes. Oh, yeah. ProFit Kitchen. Check it out. Look at the whole menu on the web at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. And then don't forget the ribbon cutting in Kingman on May the 2nd at 4 p.m. Josh will probably be there. I'll be there. Yeah. Mojave Mortgage, is it time for you to buy a new home this year? Maybe you want a vacation home. Maybe you want a pool. Maybe you want that little cabin in the Walpies to get away for the summer. Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, because he'll help you. You want a cabin? Oh, sure, no problem. You want a little mobile home on the river, the lake, Havasu? Piece of cake. 928-288-2691. You go in and sit down with him. You say, Chad, buddy, you need $300,000. Yeah, he's your buddy. He's got $300,000. He's your buddy. And all of a sudden, he disappears. He goes down to the vault, gets your money, and brings it up and just hands it to you. Yeah. That's how easy it is at Mojave Mortgage. Well, almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right. We got about 7 more minutes here with Josh. And you wanted to talk about some of the upgrades as you prepare Kingman for this centennial. What's all on your plate there?
Well, you know, the centennial is not going to be a one-day celebration. It's all year. We're going to have people coming in all seasons, all days of the week. And so we wanted to make sure that we had the best opportunity for people to get a Route 66 experience. So this is all started back when we put in a new visitor information welcome sign. It's our monument sign. It's a great mid-century modern style sign. I think it's about 35 feet tall. It's got neon. It's a great photo op for people. We put that in right in the midst of the whole pandemic in 2020. And then we put our drive-through shield in 2021.
Right.
So we have the fun run is where this all started. The fun run, Route 66 fun run, people would drive under the shield going into the car show, and that's where they'd get their picture from the photographer.
Cool. Well,
people would see that and be like, where can I do that? I want to, you know, get my car under it. And we'd say, well, come back in May. Well, now we have a permanent one, and that probably gets, you know, hundreds of people every day, even at nighttime,
because
it lights up.
Yeah.
Taking it pictures. It's a great opportunity. We even have a little drive through that you can put your Hot Wheel under, you know, on your desk, and they have people buy those all the time. This February, we put up the Kingman is the Heart of Historic Route 66 neon sign. It was from a sign cabinet that was salvaged from a wedding chapel in Las Vegas, and that has become a really popular thing for people to come see. We also put in a guardian angel of Route 66 artificial intelligence exhibit inside the museum.
Okay.
So this crew came down, they interviewed Angel. He's going to be turning 97 this month. They did this a couple years ago, got about 16 hours of footage, and they chopped it up. And now you can come in the powerhouse, you can go up to his virtual angel and ask him a question about, you know, what was it like growing up in Seligman in the 1930s? You know, what's your favorite pizza? Whatever it is, and he'll give you an answer. So we've saved that whole story because he's been interviewed over 1,000 times all about revitalizing Route 66. So we put that in. You can access it 7 days a week in the visitor center.
And he was the barber, right?
He was the yep. He was That's a small town barber. Absolutely.
Because yeah. His brother were next door with the snow cap.
Mm-hmm.
They have a daughter who lives here in Bullhead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been there a gazillion times in my lifetime. It's always entertaining to walk into the snow cap and, you know, have them take your order and mess with you.
And squeeze some, yeah, mustard yarn at you or something.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's part of the history of 66. And you have to enjoy that.
You absolutely do.
Yeah.
We work with the Arizona Route 66 Association to put out the Route 66 passport. You can go to the different visitor centers and key spots along Route 66 in Arizona and get that stamped.
Okay.
To, you know, kind of save your experience, a nice little souvenir. And the next item that we're trying to work on is bringing a Muffler Man giant statue to Kingman on Route 66.
Okay. Tell me what the
Muffler Man is. So people, the very first one.
Is that the Midas guy that's got the big belly?
No. So are you familiar with the lumberjack statue in Las Vegas? Flagstaff?
Yeah.
You know, the NAU now uses. Initially, that was put up at a cafe on Route 66. It was the very first Muffler Man in all of the country. After that, in the 1960s, through the whole decade, there was this craze of putting these giants, and they could be you know, oilmen, spacemen, lumberjacks.
Didn't matter.
And they'd just be these 20-foot statues standing out made of fiberglass, and that it was an advertising campaign that brought people in. Well, those went away for a while, and now they're really starting to make a resurgence. In fact, your listeners may have heard of the Gemini Giant in Wilmington, Illinois. About 3 weeks ago, the owner was put up to auction, and it went for $275,000. After auction fees, it was well over $300,000 to save this and then put it in a park in downtown Wilmington, because they're seen as such a precious thing that people want to hold on to that history.
And that's what you're looking to
That's
get.
What we want in Kingman. Yep.
What do you want it to look like?
We think we're going to have something that speaks to the history maybe of Kingman being the turquoise capital of the world. We want to definitely have a nod to our cowboy culture. We were initially looking at buying one that was for sale in Texas. It was one that was made in 1971. After the Gemini Giant went for sale and we saw the
cost?
Frustration. No, it was the frustration. No. People worried about losing their giant that they'd had in Wilmington since the 1960s. We didn't want Kingman being seen as that town that took the statue away from this Texas town. So we decided, you know, we just need to make our own that has our own history.
I'm going to text Toby Cotter right now and suggest that we get one in Bullhead and put him in a Speedo.
Nice.
For the Colorado River, right? How do people get in touch with the Tourism Center if they have questions or...
Sure. All of our handles and all of our socials are at Explore Kingman. ExploreKingman.com is our website, or they could call 928-753-6106.
Okay. And didn't you bring up Explore Kingman or...
Yes, ExploreKingman.com. That's our website.
Kingman. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Josh, anything else? Are we missing anything?
I think we've covered. Ooh, one thing, Kingman, the Economic Development Group is hosting a mayoral roundtable on May 23rd. If you want to get tickets, there are some for sale. Limited seating.
Okay. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you. I appreciate being on the show.
All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. We're back tomorrow. Paul Lavoie is up next after the news. Stick around. And he's got Jess Knutson, the city manager from Lake Havasu City, sitting there taking his tough questions. Yeah, like, how are you, Jess? Josh? Jess? Jess? It's
going to be... This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.